Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm here down at the Black Dog in the Northern Quarter in Manchester with Lee, Owen and Joe from Cabbage. So
hello, lads.
Hello. Lovely to see you again. Not Lee, but
nice to see you.
Never nice to see you.
Lovely to see you again, lads. So thanks for talking to us. So we've just done Mrs. Boone's Tea Party.
Yeah.
For Clint, obviously, and his lovely wife, and you've just done an acoustic set. Quite a rarity, I think.
In the first one, acoustic show.
So obviously, we just come off stage about half an hour ago. How did it go?
Probably went really well.
It was very nice.
Even with all the young nippers running about.
Yeah, it was something different, you know. That's Cabbage, fun for all the family, you know.
Good stuff. So, I mean, is it something that you'd like to do again, maybe?
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you were banging on a box, weren't you?
Yeah, a guy described it out there as, what's that? Square box drum thing that you were playing on. That's brilliant.
It's
called a cajon.
A cajon. Excellent, okay.
Yeah. We're actually playing at an art show in Leeds.
Oh yeah.
That may have to be stripped back at all.
Really? Yeah. What, do you like that?
When's that?
I think for that we should get rid of all the guitars and just all get synths.
Right, yeah, synth and chanting.
Yeah, all synths.
Yeah, it's for an art show at Leeds University. It's an exhibition about dystopian capitalism and it's all these robots who are emphasised on what society could be like if we keep going the way we are going. Totalitarian state and all that. So we're going to be
At the end of the show there's one huge nuclear bomb, yeah. And then we all lie there for hours suffering the
all in the name of
pain.
Well, I suppose we could go on talking about totalitarian states for another half an hour, but we've only got 10 minutes.
So okay.
Obviously, you've played a number of high profile gigs that's kind of coming thick and fast, but there was one that you did the other week at the Ritz with The Fall. Yeah. And how did you enjoy that? Because it was sold out.
I enjoyed it.
Recently,
many people used to be a young, strapping, fit lad with a great figure, but lager has made me a bit of a chubby fella, so I took my top off and got my Gigi Allen belly out, and that was my favourite bit, I think, of the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
everyone, it's the new type of sexy man. And I was
dad bod,
and I was I stripped down at the end of the song and showed my boobs.
Right. I'm really sorry I missed that. But how did you get on with that with Mark E. Smith?
There was a random phone call, I believe, off Ed Blaney, who's something to do with Mark's management.
Yes.
Right.
And he just called our management out of the blue and screamed that we shall play.
Yeah. And how did it go? He'd obviously not played at Rich before.
Oh, great. John Robb wrote a smashing review, which you can all read. John Robb has spoken.
Right. Well, that's it. That says it all, really, doesn't it? What's happened with this? There's been a bit of a radio talk about you, I think, on... what station was it?
Well,
it was on Radio 4.
Radio 4 on the Today programme. It follows Andy Burnham's comments.
So how come an MP's got involved with talking about Cabbage?
He's fighting to be mayor of Manchester, and his main policy is that he shall revitalise the music scene, which in his view has become complacent. So there was a discussion with Terry Christian and John Robb on Radio 4 just about new music.
There's a big argument about... Because he's from Liverpool, so it's like, can't be the man.
Yeah, it turned into Monty Python.
No, I respect it, but I think that's very brave.
Yeah, absolutely.
People also trying to become the mayor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he says he like winces when he hears David Cameron talking about the Smiths, because he actually used to go and watch them, so fair play to him, you know. But
I mean, my last question was about the scene, but seeing as we've come to it already, you just mentioned it there. What do you think about the scene at the moment?
In Manchester?
The current state, not
necessarily just in Manchester, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, when you get in the times, when, I mean, the 70s was a boom, it's always off the back of politics, and I think now we've had so much rubbish, it's come to a point where a lot of musicians are now turning around and going, hang on, we ain't doing this anymore, we ain't doing this lovey-dovey, life's great kind of music.
Yeah.
So well, I think it's a turn of the tide.
Andy Burnham did actually say that Manchester's been resting on its laurels a bit, living off past glories, which is kind of true, I suppose. But there's a cabbage-shaped uprising en route.
Are you kind of proud to be sort of associated with the Manchester scene.
I think it's pretty.
Well, we are near Leeds.
Irrelevant. I think it's irrelevant, really.
We are from near Leeds.
Hello, Terry Christian. Yeah. I'm glad your map is so correct. Right.
But obviously there's kind of festivals. I'm going to one next week, for instance, the Dot to Dot. I mean, there's lots going on, but...
We've got a headline show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sold out, baby!
Sold out! Yeah. Mother flipper.
Good stuff. So, thank you for that.
Mother flipper. It's a,
cabbage,
it's a variation.
Cabbage, obviously, it's still as busy as ever. You've got some major shows coming up. Yeah, I've got a list here. Cardiff, Liverpool, Scunthorpe, London. We've got the Blackthorn Festival.
Kendall Corner.
Alawite. Party in the Pines, but the big one I wanted to just mention to or ask you about is the Isle of Wight, because that is truly massive.
Yeah, I've never been there before either.
We're doing two gigs now, playing for old Timbo Burgess stage. We're also playing at the Jack Daniels This Feeling tent, which should be great. Two gigs.
Yeah. What is this the grand plan still to just stick at it?
Well, we've actually got we've written a record.
Yeah.
And our plan now is to record the record get the record out and take over the world.
Right.
Yeah, we're just going to play and record.
Yeah. And what about, obviously this won't go out until after the Soup Kitchen gig on the 29th, but you might have another Manchester gig to announce after that?
Probably. I don't know when it'll be. Probably September or something like that.
We're
going to get another one planned. Keep snowballing and getting bigger. Smash through Manchester.
So is it still sort of... I mean, what's going to happen to Cabbage by, say, the end of the year?
Right, hopefully we're still our friends and then we can keep going.
As long as we can remain friends.
Yeah, that's the biggest pressure. We've just got to keep loving each other.
You mentioned pressure there. I mean, do you feel any kind of pressure?
Nah,
there's a lot of focus on you.
Pressure.
The only pressure is within our own relationships. Yeah. And maintaining a good working relationship and getting on with it and keeping writing music. That's the pressure.
Do you think, obviously you've got a massive momentum at the moment, do you fear that this momentum might sort of ease a little bit?
No, because the only thing that I would be worried about is like the lack of music, but that's not happened at all.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The pressure for us is within each other to keep writing songs. And if suddenly that stops, then it's going to grind to a halt, but new songs are
you've still got plenty in the bank then. Good stuff. Okay then, thanks lads. That's perfect.
Cheers. Thanks again.
Speak to you soon.
Nice one.
Yeah, cheers. Nice one, mate.